Tom Staniforth's standout performance for France against New Zealand highlights a significant oversight by Rugby Australia. This situation reveals the troubling reality of how Australian rugby is losing its talent to overseas teams. Three Australian raised locks, Staniforth, Emmanuel Mayafu, and Harry Hawkins, could be key players for the Wallabies, yet they are now contributing to rival nations. Only Mayafu did not play Super Rugby, while Staniforth and Hawkins have both come through the Australian U20s ranks. Hawkins, who has excelled in Japan, was once seen as a generational talent, but was overlooked when he chose to leave during the pandemic. Staniforth, now a formidable 128 kilograms, has transformed from a lightweight player into a dominant force, proving his potential on the international stage. Despite his impressive form, Rugby Australia failed to reach out to him when he was available, missing an opportunity to cap a player at the peak of his abilities. While RA focuses on developing younger players in their U20 squad, the immediate impact of seasoned talent like Staniforth could have strengthened the Wallabies. This oversight raises questions about Rugby Australia's strategic decisions and their long-term vision for the national team.